Jennifer and Dylan.
Only on KISS.
I just realized how little I know about Ireland. My last name's Patrick, for God's sake. I feel like I should know a little more, Robbie.
About Ireland?
Yeah.
There's always Google.
Yeah, I know, but like I've had 49 St. Patrick's Days, Robbie. 49 years to learn more about St. Patrick's Day and more about Ireland. And still all I know is 99.9% of it are just fables and myths.
Because of leprechauns?
Leprechauns. Pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
But how do you know that's a myth?
And that's about it. That's all I know. I mean, I was close to Ireland. I went to Scotland in the summer. By the way, if you don't go to Scotland before you die, that's on you. That's a general statement that I'm making to anybody who travels. If you ever want to travel and you don't go to Scotland by the time everything ends, that's a mistake that you're making on your own.
I mean, they could do a little bit of a better job promoting these countries.
They should, right? We often get very, very upset as Canadians that people don't know much about Canada. Americans first and foremost.
Yeah.
Although they're learning a lot lately.
Right.
But like people don't know anything about Canada, and we get our backs up, and then we're quick to point out to the rest of the world who's Canadian. You know? What do you know about Ireland?
I know that I keep seeing these Ireland promotion ads for something I'm watching, whether it's on Prime.
Okay.
It keeps coming up.
Okay.
And they're terrible. It makes me not want to go there.
How come?
It's so drab.
Like these are commercials that
it's
play.
Like, visit Ireland, and there's nothing.
It's just this rainy, rocky coastline.
It's gross.
It looks like it's about 8 degrees on the nicest day.
Yes.
And windy all the time.
It'll cut to those, and then it's you inside of a restaurant. You inside of a. It looks like I would never spend thousands on a flight there.
All the promotional images and promotional commercials for Ireland are things you can do indoors.
Oh, and I feel so bad saying that. But I'm not spending 11.39 on a flight to, let's see, yeah, $1,139 to Dublin to see that.
Like, Ireland's had a really long, rich history. Like, history for, like, a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, dating back, like, not pre-war, but, like, pre-turn of the 14th century.
Like, I don't want to...
Swords, I think, you know?
I don't want to bash it, but didn't people...
Dragons!
Didn't they leave? Didn't they all want to get out of there as fast
as... What do we know about it? We know that potatoes had something to do with something. We know that St. Patrick's and there's a snake thing there. But we don't know much about it. We know leprechauns. We know rainbows. We know there's a pot of gold, maybe, at the end of that rainbow. We know that you can never find a rainbow. Science has taught us more about the myths of Ireland than anything else. Hey, whatever. It's St. Patrick's Day. So here we are, celebrating all things Irish that we know of. So gold, rainbows, and leprechauns.
I mean, I'm sure that's offensive to somebody.
Well, it's...
But I mean, it's Guinness.
No, it... Yeah, okay.
Right?
But no more offensive than it is celebrating Canada Day if you live in, well, I don't know, East... West...
No, but on Canada Day,
North,
when...
In somewhere
Ireland,
else.
The Pepper and Dylan Show of Ireland on Canada Day when they wake up.
Well, yeah, what do they know? Bacon? They know bacon?
They probably are having this conversation saying all they know is maple syrup, moose, and hockey.
Do they know maple syrup, moose, and hockey? Would those be the top three things? That's a good question, Robbie. 917-917. The rest of the world, if the top three things we know about St. Patrick's Day are rainbows, gold, and leprechauns. Shamrocks are in there.
Shamrocks.
See, in a text message says green beer. No, but green beer has nothing to do with them. That's just something we can do to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I think it would be almost like a mortal sin to put green food coloring in your beer in the UK, wouldn't it?
It might be.
Is it even in the UK? I think part of it's in the UK.
What do you mean?
That's right. Oh. One part of Ireland's in the UK. The other part of the island is not in the UK.
Is that right?
I think so. Again, Robbie. Rainbows, leprechaun, gold. Maybe shamrocks. Shamrock shakes. I don't know if they're available in Ireland.
Ireland, 80% occupies the landmass, while a large chunk of the land is in the north is part of the UK.
Yeah.
So not Northern Ireland, it looks like.
Yeah.
That's UK.
Now, if you have Irish heritage, clearly you're going to know a little more. And sure, there are plenty of people with Irish heritage in this city. My last name, like I said, is Patrick. I should know more. I don't even know who came from Ireland in my family. I know that someone must have because of the last name. But I don't know if it was my great-grandfather or his grandfather. I have no idea how far back it goes.
Jameson. Jameson's. That's what someone's saying.
Okay.
Rain and Jameson's.
Rain and Jameson's?
Lisa says it's always raining, according to her brother-in-law.
And those commercials you've been watching, Robbie.
Oh, well, that's gross.
Yeah.
And she says the Titanic was built there, too.
True. It Good was? One. Yes. Yes. I don't know if that's a point of pride or not, though.
It was built in Belfast.
Okay.
Northern Ireland.
Okay. And look what happened.
Wow, it sunk.
Okay. Poor ship engineering. That's another thing we're learning about Ireland today.
They can't make boats.
Or overconfident ship engineering probably is best.
Castles.
Yeah, but castles. That whole area. I saw castles when I was in Scotland. By the way, go to Scotland before you die, or that's on you if you don't.
Castles was just, you know, their home and garden, or their, like, home building shows. It was flip, like, it was just, that was the style back then.
Flipping castles, okay.
You didn't have to be, like, royalty to have a castle, or right. did you? But that was just the style.
It's a good question. I don't know if you had to be royalty to be in a castle.
You had to have money, and you'd build a castle.
All right.
I don't want to bash on it. But those commercials just made me feel like, oh my God, why would I want to go there?
So the Canadian version, so the Pepper and Dylan show in Ireland right now, the Irish version of the Pepper and Dylan show on Canada Day are playing We Don't Know Anything About Canada. Name five things about Canada. And so far they've got hockey, bacon, and moose.
And mooses, yep.
And that's it?
Yeah, I think so.
They can't come up with anything else?
I doubt it.
Would we get mountains? We wouldn't get beer because they're, you know, they think they're the best at beer,
they
right?
They think they're the leader in beer.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe, because whenever
Lumberjacks, would we get lumberjacks?
I don't think so.
No? Here's somebody that's from Ireland. Hello, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, how long ago did you move here?
12 years ago.
12 years ago?
Yes, sir.
Why did you leave? The weather.
My partner's sister moved here, and my job, I was getting laid off back in Ireland, so we said we'd come over and give it a try. We moved over with the kids.
See, here's what's going to happen with you today, okay? Because we have never spoken with you before, and we're talking to you on St. Patrick's Day, and because the Irish accent is a tricky one to do, but also a tricky one to do well, I'm listening to you talk, and I don't know if you're pulling our leg or not.
No, I've been here 12 years, 100% Irish.
Okay. Okay, born and raised in Ireland?
Born and raised in Ireland, yeah.
See, I don't know what to do here, Robbie. Do you believe that he's Irish, or do you believe that he's from here putting an accent on for us right now?
It's. I was going to think that at first.
Yes.
And, you put a pint of beer in front of me, and I'll show you that I'm Irish.
Okay, say that again.
You put a pint of beer in front of me and I'll show you that I'm Irish.
Okay. So sorry, you moved here because why?
My partner's sister moved here first, and then we came over because she liked it.
Okay. So how much did you know, like we were just talking in the last segment, what do we know about Ireland? You know, it shows our ignorance. We know gold, rainbows, leprechauns, clovers. What was the fifth one, Robbie?
The Blarney Stone?
The Blarney Stone.
Yeah.
Maybe that it always rains. And Jameson.
Pretty much windy and rainy.
Windy and rainy. Okay. All right. Do you miss it? Obviously, because it's home?
No. I like it here more.
You like it here more. So what did you know before you moved here? What did you know about, like you look, you go, okay, moving to Canada, moving to Edmonton. What did you know? If that was our limited knowledge about Ireland, what was your limited knowledge about Canada?
Pretty much that it's cold here. That's about it.
Just that it was cold. Yeah, well, Robbie, we didn't even think of the snow,
the cold,
right? Of course, the snow. Cold. We go hockey and bacon and maple syrup. We don't even think. Yes, snow.
Okay.
Right? Did you know cold could get this cold like it was a few weeks ago?
God, no. 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 But then, that was a trick.
It was a trick, but then it also gets so hot. Like, it's kind of misleading. If you're moving here for cold, it's not cold all year long.
You knew about the cold. What else did you know about?
That's pretty much it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Had you ever seen a hockey game before?
I did. I went to the Oilers game once.
Right.
A friend of mine brought me.
Okay.
That was in 2 years ago.
Okay, but before you'd moved here, you'd never seen a hockey game?
No.
Okay.
No.
So you knew about Canada. I don't feel as bad when I hear somebody who, before they moved here, all they knew about Canada was that it's very cold.
It is very cold. And another thing, you should know that there is no Lucky Charms in Ireland.
There's no Lucky Charms.
Oh, actually?
I think you guys made that up. Okay. Well, I mean, there's no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, nor are there leprechauns, so it looks like...
Oh, there is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Half of the things that we know about Ireland are a myth, whereas the only thing you know is that it's cold here, and you're damn right about that. Okay. That's it. Okay. True or false, locals pee on the Blarney Stone.
True.
Okay.
Why would they do that?
Because they know tourists come to kiss the Blarney Stone, so all the locals pee on it.
Yeah, they'll be youngsters. You don't want to get in trouble.
Interesting.
Usual.
That's it. Okay.
Interesting.
Just a bunch of hooligans over there. Well, happy. So what does St. Patrick's Day mean to you? Anything?
Party.
Okay.
You're going to party? Are you partying?
Have a good party.
We probably just have a few beers there in Leduc.
Out in the Duke.
Ashley's given us cauliflower. Is that an Irish thing? I didn't know that.
A what?
A cauliflower. Is cauliflower an Irish thing?
Cauliflower?
Yeah.
Wait, that's a vegetable, isn't it?
It's not potatoes.
Okay. Have a great morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, sir. You too. Have a good one.
See you later. Okay, there it is. Robbie.
He could have just been from Nova Scotia.
He might have been. I have no idea, but it's the closest we're going to get.
Yeah.
So our limited knowledge of Ireland, perhaps today on St. Patrick's Day, pales in comparison to their limited knowledge about Canada.
Right.
That it's cold and they've never seen a hockey game.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
This is Sandy. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
Sandy is here to say that it was your sister-in-law on her wedding day?
Yeah, my sister-in-law had pockets in her wedding dress and... We didn't realize until halfway in the ceremony, and then the bridesmaids just all flipped out.
She was the envy of the entire wedding, right?
She really was. We were so excited. Shoved a little lip balm in her dress and everything.
So she had a wedding dress, I was trying to tell Robbie that a dress with pockets will change a woman's life when she gets one. The excitement hits a 10 out of 10, right?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And your sister had a wedding dress with, what, just pockets on the hips or the back pocket? That's what we're trying to figure out here.
Hips, like jean pockets.
Like jean pockets, okay.
Yeah.
And hidden kind of nicely with a wedding dress, right?
Yeah, so well that we didn't even know.
Are they becoming more common given this fever that women have for dresses with pockets, to get a wedding dress with pockets in it?
I feel like yes. I feel like women are very deprived of pockets.
You are. I agree 1,000%. You don't get... See, this...
But is that because...
so many things that... Damn men, the patriarchy, that's it.
But we're deprived of purses.
Well, the purse is only there because there aren't any pockets.
Or is it?
But you can rock a purse any day.
That's right. Yep. You can. You can't just walk around with pockets. You need something to come with pockets.
You can wear a pants every day. You don't need to wear a dress.
No, see.
True.
No, exactly. We live in a man's world still. Even in 2025.
Wow.
Don't get skirts.
I'm part of the pocket movement.
Do you get as excited when you get a skirt with pockets, or is that just not? Nothing.
That's like almost as good.
Yeah. And I would imagine the weight could pull that down even more, even easier than on a dress, right?
Yeah.
Gotta watch out for that.
That's too bad. It's too bad you're missing
out. Do you detect a movement given the popularity of pockets in dresses? Are you detecting, you're seeing more and more of them, or are they still very, very rare?
I feel like it's slowly getting there.
We women are band together.
We're
slowly getting there, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like equal pay.
Totally.
It's not there yet, but it's coming. Right?
No, we're okay.
The pockets and dresses, it'll be right there behind pockets equal pay. All right.
But what about normal wear? Like, how many pockets do you have on you
right this second? Good question, yes.
I'm in scrubs right now, so I got a few pockets.
Scrubs come with a lot of pockets, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a pen pocket. Those are good pockets.
Oh, yeah, all the pockets. For regular clothes, maybe two pockets.
How often is a girl using a back pocket? Like, say, in a pair of trousers, pants, or whatever it might be. Are you putting something in your back?
Zero, right?
Yeah, women don't like to put stuff in their back pocket, right?
Oh, is this a thing, too? Faux pockets?
The fake pockets must drive you crazy.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. You just get baited by them.
What is the point?
For fashion?
Like, why create a pair of bottoms that give the appearance of pockets but do not allow you to use them? It's your choice. If it makes them look bulky, that's on you. That's not on the pants designer.
Totally designed by a man.
That's ridiculous. That's it. We are the worst. We are the absolute worst, Sandy. All right, love you.
Love you guys. Okay. Thank you for the call.
Have a good morning. Okay. Go!
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
This is Carrie on the phone. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning.
So apparently a woman says she found a cockroach in a coffee at Tim Hortons. She's suing them for $50,000, or she's thinking about suing them for $50,000. I'm thinking that this is a pocket cockroach. It's a plant. I want Tim Hortons to dig their heels in. They're not giving her anything. But then Carrie worked at Costco. And not to throw Costco under the bus, you worked in a in the back room, and grocery stores, we're getting a bunch of people that worked at all grocery stores and saying the produce section in the back, when you're unloading stuff, like the shipments come in, you see some things.
Oh, yeah, you see lots of things.
Okay.
Lots of things. Because lots of stuff comes from, like, Brazil.
Of course. Sure.
Lots of stuff comes from all over the world.
Right. Okay. So let's do Carrie's top five here. Let's see if we can get five, Carrie.
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Do you think you have five discoveries that you didn't think you'd discover in boxes of produce when unloading the shipment at the supermarket?
Yeah, definitely. I would have five.
Okay. Number five.
Black widows in the grapes.
Yes.
For real, dog?
For real, yeah. Lots of different types of spider species.
Do you go through any, like, black widow training?
No, but you do get, like, if you get bit training.
So what happens?
That's kind of what I meant about black widow training.
Usually these things aren't alive. If you imagine they come in containers that are refrigerated, so they're cold and they get cold and they die.
Black widow.
Or they come back to life at some point.
Oh!
You never know.
All right, black widows in grapes. Number four, Carrie.
Banana spiders.
Pardon me?
Banana spiders.
Banana spiders.
Yeah. Banana spiders. So what do we expect from a banana spider?
Well, they look like a leaf. So you could have just imagined when you come across one.
Yeah, are you
not a small leaf?
Ew.
Yeah.
So out of curiosity, Carrie, and anybody else that worked in produce in the unloading department, I'd quit on my first day, Robbie. Are you, because they're an invasive species, are you ordered to kill it if it's still alive?
Well, generally you're supposed to report them,
You report it?
Yeah.
You don't want banana spiders just roaming around the river valley. Who knows what happens?
No, they'll take
one
over.
One time I worked at the Costco in Grand Prairie, and we had a case recall of grapes because the black widows were found in them after they left the store.
All right. Number three, Carrie.
I would say cockroaches, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
They come in everything.
All right.
And I can't believe you've never seen a cockroach. They're all over Edmonton.
They are. I know. They're very common. Yeah.
Salamanders.
Number two is salamanders?
Yeah.
What the hell did the salamanders come in on?
Salamanders come in everything. Mostly out of Mexico because they just visit.
Look, Robbie's making adorable face on salamanders.
They're so cute.
He would take them home and raise them.
I would way rather have 12 salamanders come rushing out of something.
A banana spider or a black widow. Yeah.
Than one.
Well, sometimes the little reptiles are still alive.
Yeah, they just want to find, but they don't die. They'll stowaways. They just want to find a new life.
Imagine how confused they are.
Imagine how
disoriented they would be. Shipped in the back of this black truck in a box for weeks and weeks, and then they finally get out and they're at a Costco.
Right.
Imagine how confusing that would be. Hot dogs are a dollar?
Oh,
that's great. All right, and number one, Carrie.
It seems like it should be a Disney Pixar movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the life of it. Yeah, the traveling
the
salamander.
The stowaway salamander. All right, number one thing you found.
Usually any type of bee that we've never seen here in North America. That is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Never seen before bee?
Yeah, like the wild honey Africanized bees.
That's scary.
Are they killer bees?
They're like more aggressive.
Yep, but they're dead, right? But you do see them.
Yeah, that would be something if it flew out. You'd be like, oh my God, that's going to change the entire ecology of this country.
Yeah.
But aren't you worried that they...
Ecosystem, ecology, whatever.
Aren't you worried that before they died, they laid their babies?
Well, that's why you're supposed to wash your produce.
And I soak mine in vinegar now.
Do you?
There you go.
I don't do anything.
There's pesticides, bugs.
But don't you just look at it?
What do you mean? Yeah, I look at it.
I look at my produce, and if I don't see a bug on it, I eat it. It's pretty easy to see an animal climbing on your apple.
Oh, you think so?
But it's not so easy to see the feces or the eggs they leave behind.
Well, damn it.
Oh, imagine.
Didn't think about that.
Imagine biting into an apple and you bit a salamander tail.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. That's lovely. And that's not even mentioning the, some of the like the rotten stuff at the bottom of the box that you weren't expecting, right?
No, that's just the bugs.
What's worse, the stuff you see or the stuff you smell?
Well, when the watermelons come in frozen, that's pretty. That's pretty
nice. Yeah. All right. See you later, Carrie. Have a good morning.
Okay, two things.
Yes.
Dee says, can she keep talking? She has the most beautiful, soothing voice.
She does.
And then also, who said this? We had a possum, Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
We had a possum come from Ontario in a toilet paper trailer one time.
What?
A possum.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, I've recently changed toilet paper, and I'll tell you, it's Charmin that I'm using now. I would travel in the back of a vehicle across country, in the back of a dark truck, a dark, cold truck.
Just to get out of there?
For a package of Charmin. Oh, my God. Do yourself a favor. It's a couple extra dollars, but do you know where that money went on a Charmin?
Yes.
Puts the Kirkland toilet paper to shame. Yes, Robbie.
Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she worked at a flower shop.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I worked at a flower company. They had, always had frogs, salamanders, spiders. Tree frogs would commonly come in, she says. I would love that. I would collect them if I was you, Barbie. That would be the cutest.
Never thought about it that way.
I would much rather have a reptile or an amphibian than any sort of bug.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
Somebody messaged in something they saw on TikTok.
Serena?
Serena sent a message?
Yes.
Where's Serena? Serena, can you call Serena? Let's see. Did she really
see
the
answer?
She didn't answer.
I tried to call her twice.
Okay. Because Serena texts in. This is about cleaning your toaster. And more people than I thought vacuum their toaster. Any of you who are saying you can just pull the drawer out or shake it upside down and bang out the breadcrumbs, that's an average to below average clean of a toaster. If I wanted to, and look, it's the best we have, but if I wanted to clean a toaster and get it as close to brand new as possible, I don't know what I'm saying. I really think that, Robbie, my only resort now is to buy a new toaster.
It's not.
I've got a lot of these. My fiance has a lot of these sourdough friends, right? We're getting loaves of sourdough almost on the regular. Dylan used to be my only sourdough connection, but ever since Coral and I started to get hot and heavy, it's like she's got like three different sourdough connections. So we've always got sourdough at the house. Robbie, I know you're anti-toast. I know you were too addicted to toast. You had to swear off toast.
Yeah, I had to give up bread.
Our toaster is working overtime now, right? Somebody said you should get a toaster oven. Okay, no. Go away. Too much.
Why?
That's too much counter space.
Oh, because of the counter space.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Because I have my toaster. I do the cupboard toaster.
Well, right?
I pull it out of the cupboard. I never put my toaster doesn't have permanent residence on my counter. When I want, it should. The amount of we're using it now because of all these damn sourdough friends.
Well, didn't the toaster oven kind of go out and air fryers took their place?
I think like a toaster oven was like an incredible source of like use and electric and also heat and
sucked energy.
Yeah, I think it was a big energy suck. But
fryers were that now.
Was very useful. But so this toaster, you can't clean it. But then all of a sudden we get Serena who messages in. We try to call her. She says she saw this on TikTok. Serena says, I've seen a TikTok about people running water through their toaster unplugged. I'm too scared to try it, but apparently it works. As long as you dry it out before you use it. Okay, hang on. There are so many problems with that. First of all, you and Dylan have revealed to me that TikToks and Facebook Reels where they say I've got the perfect hack for you. Have you ever tried that? Are intentionally trying to get us to ruin things.
So many.
It's a cottage industry. Make you try, to convince you that something's going to work just so they can laugh like into the unknown, because I don't know these people on TikTok or on Instagram Reels, but they say, hey, try this. It works amazing. And, oh, stupid idiot, because it actually ruins something.
Yes.
So that's problem number one with this TikTok suggestion of to run it under or to clean it by running it under water to clean your toaster. Second of all, our entire lives, we've been taught that there is no appliance or device in your house more dangerous near running water than a toaster. Yeah. A radio and a toaster. Those are the two things we knew as the first thing we learned as a child. Yes. Keep it away from water.
Yes, yes, yes.
Second of all, even if unplugged, if I'm rinsing water through my toaster, I'm ruining the toaster. Am I not?
Well, so many people
are
saying that.
That's like running your phone underwater. It's not going to work after that.
But so many people have mentioned it. It probably does work.
Did somebody else say that they get like a bucket of hot soapy water and like a like a a brush like you'd use to clean like a test tube or a bottle cleaning brush to clean the inside of there.
Yeah.
This sounds like so much work to me.
It really does.
To clean a toaster.
You are not going to do it. You're getting a new one.
Can they not create a toaster where instead of this tiny little tray at the bottom to get 5 crumbs out while the rest stay in the toaster, could they not make it where like it kind of like opens? I don't know how. It just feels like that's something we could
like
come up with.
Like a hinge on it that
like
opens it up?
Like a hinge. And you lift the whole lid off of it or something, and you get access to it. Like the casing should come off of the toaster.
No.
Not this little bottom drawer. What a useless drawer that thing is.
No, because then people are going to take that lid off and start using it as for other things.
Right, okay.
Roasting marshmallows.
We're not trusted is the thing. They can't trust us with a toaster that opens freely.
No. And having all that exposed, I think that's, oh my God, no.
So is my only way to get this toaster clean? And again, Jay's arguing that you should absolutely put your hash brown patties in a toaster to cook them.
A lot of people saying that,
It just ruins the toaster.
Ruins?
Well, geez, the grease comes off and then it smokes when you use it. It's no good.
Right.
So is my only way to get to a clean toaster is buying a brand new toaster?
For you, probably.
That's it, huh? That's the only option I have?
Unless you have an air compressor that can blow it.
Is that going to do a good enough job? Because I've got some caked on stuff in there.
Yeah, a lot of people saying that.
And I'm a 4-slicer household, too, not a 2-slicer. The hell with a 2-slicer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, things are looking up over at our house.
A loaf and a half.
We like it. We like our toast.
Wow. Try the air compressor. All the people saying wash it in the bath with you. No.
No.
Don't encourage him to do that. There's ways. You can bring that thing back to life.
Can I get a toaster wet if it's unplugged? Can I do that? It feels like I can't. I don't think I can. That's like...
I think you just have to be careful. There are people on text right now saying they wash their phone under the tap every day.
You can't do that. You're a crazy person. You're taking your phone's life into your own hands.
They are covered in germs. So what do? You want to
wash your phone? Like with? Oh man. Okay.
Yeah.
Your funeral.
I mean, why? You buy things. You're Amazon crazy. You buy things all the time.
Oh, I haven't used Amazon in forever now, though. I'm doing a good job. Anti-Amazon job. Yeah. Look, I've had this toaster for a really long time. The numbers are worn off. I can't even tell what the buttons do anymore. All that's come off. I'm in the market for it. I should treat myself today, Robbie.
A 4-slice, extra wide slots, $70.
I don't know. That seems... I'm really going to...
You spent more on egg bites for me in a morning.
I don't know why it is. Some things I really have to anguish about some purchases.
This one's for $70. High lift.
Does that look like a good one?
It's got defrost. It might even have hinges you can lift up and clean the crumbs out.
So we've officially determined the only way to get your toaster clean is to buy a new one. That's the best way to clean a toaster. What a dumb appliance.
I just don't see why you care.
Nobody at the toaster design factory go, oh, hey, Jim, how do we clean these things before we mass produce them? Is there a way to clean them? Maybe that's how Big Toaster gets you. They're like, oh, don't you see? The dirtier they get, the more they're going to have to buy.
But why are you the only one that cares if there's crumbs in a toaster? What does it matter?
I don't know. I'm running out of things to care about, so that's next on the list, I guess. That's all I've got for you.
Pepper and Dylan. Only on Kiss.
That's it for the Bay? What's happening?
The Bay's done.
Oh, my God.
Like, all of it's really a sad state of affairs.
It is a sad state. Let's go a little bit. Okay, here we go now.
Old man Pepper, he's at it again. Telling us what it was like way back when.
Way back when. Okay. When I was growing up, like, I'm 49 years old. I'm going to be 50 in December. Dear God, man. When did that happen, Robbie? Remember when I was a hip happening dude?
Yeah.
I was so hip and happening when I said hip and happening, it didn't feel right. Now when I say hip and happening, it just feels right. It feels normal. Hip and happening. Anyway, Robbie, when I was growing up, and you're what, 10 years younger than I am, a little less than 10 years younger than I am, okay? So I don't know if you'll remember these stores, but Canadian retail looked a lot different than it does now. With all this tariff stuff and we're trying to support Canadian as best we can, Canadian retail back in the day, back when I was... I don't know, 30, 25? It was a lot easier than it is now. For example, anybody remember the name Woolco?
Yes.
Anybody remember a Woolco?
Woolco.
Woolco!
Walmart took over
it's
the Woolcos,
it's a Walmart
right?
now. It used to be a Woolco.
Yep, I remember.
Loved a good Woolco. Had a cafeteria in there, best fries in the gravy and roast beef sandwich you could get at a Woolco. That's right, a department store with a cafeteria. That was normal back then. Not just a McDonald's built inside of it. Oh, Wilco Cafeteria, Robbie.
Yeah, did it rival the Zellers Cafeteria?
And then I was going to go with Zellers, right? So yeah. Zellers was another brand or another Walmart-level department store. That's yeah. gone. That's Target gone. Came in and bought them, and then Target went, what the hell did we just do? They tried Target, to get the heck out of here.
They tried to revive Zellers.
They did, in a pop-up inside Bays.
Which didn't work.
Well, no.
We want the fries. We wanted those cafeteria fries.
Zellers and Wilco, those two had cafeterias in them, right?
Yes.
917-917, are you hearing all this for the first time? That there was a store named Wilco and a store named Zellers. They were everywhere.
Okay, what about these? Okay. What about these? I don't remember this necessarily. Woolworths?
Woodworth's? Woolworths, yeah. Okay. Woolworths, I think, was a rival of Woodward's. And then Woodward's absorbed Woolworths. I believe. You're going way back. Yeah, there was a Woolworth and a Woodward's. And Woodward's had a grocery store, the Woodward's World of Foods.
Yeah, a lot of people say remembering Woolworths.
Okay.
Now, this one is, we always got our back-to-school clothes.
At?
San.
Sand store?
The sand stores.
I don't know if that's still a small town staple, but sands existed in the small towns for a long
time. Every small town. Yeah. I haven't seen one. I do a little bit of traveling through the small towns.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
one. It's been a while. 917-917. Just shout out an old Canadian retail store that no longer exists.
We're getting Fields. I don't know that.
Yeah. Fields. Good one.
Kmart?
Kmart. Sure. Kmart was like the American Zellers.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Kmarts are gone.
Boy,
that Target experiment was a real flop, wasn't it?
It was here, yeah.
God.
It was too bad.
We were all so excited that Target was coming.
Consumer Distributing.
Oh, my God, yes! Who sent that in? Applause for you!
A bunch of people.
Oh, Consumers Distributors. You'd get the catalog. You'd browse and dream through the catalog as a kid. That's where I got all my G.I. Joe. That's where I got all my He-Man. And later, that's where I got all my Nintendo stuff, was Consumers Distributing. You'd beg mom or dad to drive you to Consumers Distributing with your paper or flyer money. This sounds very specific, doesn't it?
It really does.
And you'd fill out a little form. At this little check, it was like a bank, right? Remember when a bank, you used to walk to a counter and fill out a little like a check and then take it to the teller and then they'd give you your money? Yep. It was like that, but it was a store. So you'd fill out the little serial number of the thing you wanted from the catalog. You'd walk over and give it to the person. They'd go into this back room, which was one of the rooms, a few handful of back rooms I've always wanted to see in my life. Mm-hmm. Bottle Depot is one of them.
Okay.
Always wanted to see inside a bottle. But spoiler alert, not as interesting as you might
neat.
Think.
It's kind
of
neat.
Bowling alley in where the pins are at. Always want to know what's happening back there. And the back of a Consumer's Distributing. Always, because I just felt it was like just a toy store dream come true back there.
It might have been.
But you could get stuff for the house. Consumer's Distributing. Thank you. That's a good reference.
Okay, old man Pepper.
Yes.
We're getting that one. What about Byway? Do you know what Byway?
Yes,
a
I remember
ton of that.
Byway was like the dollar store before the dollar store.
I don't remember
Byway. Giant Tiger was kind of Byway, or Byway was like a Giant Tiger would be. Yeah.
A lot of people remembering Byway.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people remembering what else was it here? What was it? San Francisco?
San Francisco, which is now kind of Spencer Gifts, right?
Yeah. Army and Navy.
Uh-huh.
Radio Shack.
Oh, the Radio Shack.
Poor Radio Shack. Now it's the Source.
They just wanted to be Best Buy so bad, didn't they?
They did.
They tried and tried.
IGA, people are saying.
IGA, sure.
All of these. And then Winx. You remember Winx?
Of course, which became Max.
And which is now...
Circle K?
Circle K.
Circle K?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Wow!
And now we're throwing Bay on top of that list. Guys, there's like none left.
I don't know this Byway, but so many people are mentioning Byway.
Oh, you would have loved Byway, Robbie.
I would have.
Oh, you would have loved it. Yeah.
I would take it.
Byway would, yeah. Yeah, I think Giant Tiger, not quite dollar store.
Also, notable mention, a lot of people here saying Future Shop.
Future Shop, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a blast from the past.
They're all gone. Now the Bay. I don't even know what's left. What's left? Claire's?
Claire's.
Well, that's it? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yogan Fruz? Is Yogan Fruz gone?
Yogan Fruz, I couldn't tell you.
Yogan Fruz is gone as well?
It might be.
Oh, Robbie, it's a sad time as we say goodbye to the Bay.
A&B Sound. I used to work at A&B Sound. Wow.
It was a different time.
And who can forget?
Uh-huh.
Blockbuster.
Of course. Blockbuster, Rogers Video. That's a whole different subsection right there. All right. So we say goodbye.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Oh, here's Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, everyone.
What got us, Robbie, on this whole nostalgia kick about, oh, the Bay, right?
The Bay.
Because the Bay's shutting down?
They were supposed to be, like, starting their liquidation today, but it's been held off for at least a week, apparently.
So now we're taking an impromptu trip down memory lane to think about all the stores that once were part of a fabric of our retail experience in Canada, or dining experiences Mike has. He wants to know if we remember something. What is it, Mike?
The Pizza Hut Buffet.
Yes.
It doesn't exist anymore, right? The sit-down Pizza Hut is a thing of the past, isn't it?
Are there
still Pizza Huts you can walk into, or are they only for takeout now?
I'm not sure. So I grew up in St. John's, Newfoundland, and growing up, you know, $7.99 for Pizza Hut Buffet was all the thing, and then all of a sudden it was just gone overnight.
Yeah, you and your friends from high school would go just to see how many pieces you could have.
Oh.
More so a hungover.
Yeah. It was a Wednesday, right? It was a Wednesday, all-you-can-eat Wednesday Pizza Hut?
It used to be every day. And then I think when it was phasing itself out, buffet. It would change to, the lunch buffet was every day. And then it phased out to, I think, like you said, pepper every Wednesday.
Yeah.
I had friends who would go to the lunch buffet. They would bring Tupperware and bring back a feast for us.
100%. No one could ever beat my friend Jake. Jake was the undisputed champion of eating a lot of pizza. They would the servers would walk around with those pans of pizza and I'll take one more. It was cheese, it was deluxe, and it was pepperoni. Those were your three choices.
Ooh, Jake.
$5.99 or $6.99, all you could eat. Yes.
Jamie is saying Fort Sask Pizza Hut still has the buffet.
They still do it?
Wow.
Jamie, how much is it, though? It can't be $5.99 anymore.
No,
that's amazing.
$19.99.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Okay,
have a good morning. Wendy's used to have a salad bar. Does that blow your mind if I tell you that? Wendy's had a salad bar?
No.
Yeah, you could get the salad bar option, and it was right there. So did an Arby's, as a matter of fact. They had salad bars right there in the middle of the restaurant. What? Ah, the good old days.
At a Wendy's?
Yep. Things have changed. Hi, Sammy.
Hi.
Sammy's got two more Canadian institutions when it comes to retail that we may remember. What are they, Sammy?
I don't know if they were Canadians or not. One of them was Woolworth.
Woolworth, 100%. Yep.
Okay, and the other one was Consumer Distributor.
We've been hitting consumers hard today. Hell yes.
Yeah, those are the only two. Yeah, I remember that there was, especially Consumer Distributor, was so sad when they closed it.
Robbie,
so.
You can't remember it at all. You have no understanding. When we kind of try to explain to you the process of purchasing an item of Consumers Distributing, it just sounds like an antiquated, archaic description of how to buy something.
I thought, because it came out of a catalog or a flyer.
You walked in the
store. They had a store.
Yeah,
you could go in it, and they had everything, from electronics to kitchenware to
Here, Sammy, help me out. Maybe this is the best way to describe it. Picture Amazon, but instead of shopping on your phone, you'd shop on a catalog. And then once you saw the thing you wanted, let's say you drive all the way to the Amazon warehouse.
Right.
And then you'd walk in the front door and there would be the catalogs in this wonderfully protected plastic sheets. It was amazing. You'd flip through the catalog at these little kiosks, and then you'd take a piece of paper and you'd fill out the serial number of the item you wanted. So again, very much like Amazon, except instead of your phone and instead of the internet, it was catalogs, and you would drive there.
Okay, weird.
It was Amazon without phones or delivery. How's that sound? And then you would fill out a sheet, you would walk up to the counter, they would go into the back, and they would bring it out for you, and you would buy it.
Okay.
What an odd model. What an odd thing. Well, we'd much rather go there than a regular store and buy something.
Actually, with Consumer, you could have gone there and they had everything on the shelves, too. Like, there was one store on the
sometimes.
South
yeah, that's right.
Trail.
That's right.
They had everything. And also, talking about the Bay in Londonderry, they have big, huge, extra 60% off on the last ticketed price.
Yeah, Bays, when they were doing well, had the craziest sales of all time. I can't imagine what we're going to see now.
Yeah. So what would the liquidation be at the Bay then? Above?
Right now, it's extra 60%. My daughter, she got beautiful Levi's jeans and shorts for like $20, $24. Okay.
They pay you to take it, Robbie. That's a liquidation at the Bay. All right, love you, Sammy. Thank you.
Yeah, same here. Okay. Bye. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah,
bye.
You too. Robbie, what are you seeing as far as these nostalgic journeys of Canadian retail, what is the one you're seeing the most?
Because if people are just tuning in at different times, right?
Yes.
So they're not like, we've talked about Zellers. IGA, San, Future Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's saying Humpty's. I remember Humpty's is gone now.
Is Humpty's gone now?
Out of Edmonton.
Come
it's
on.
Done. Yeah. The one on White Ave is now
There's
in
no
Ricky's.
Humpty's anymore?
Not in Edmonton.
Well, that's it. Humpty's We've gone too far now. Humpty's is gone?
Yes. All those good. The Bullwinkles people remember.
The Bullwinkles was awesome.
So there's just so many. Bonanza.
Jordan thunders in with, this is the first one I've read today, of Jumbo Video.
Jumbo Video.
Jumbo Video.
Wow.
This is the precursor to your Blockbusters and Rogers video.
And again, Byway.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kmart. Radio Shack. Sears. All of them. It's just wild.
Radio Shack. They wanted so much of your personal information at Radio Shack. You were just there to buy like an HDMI cord, and they're like, hang on a second. We see your driver's license? We need everything. We need everything about you.
Now the electronics just take it from you. You don't have to offer it up.
So yeah. The Bay is the latest. It's going on top of this pile, right?
Apparently there is a Humpty's in Fort Saskatchewan.
There is, all right. Fort Saskatchewan. Always hanging on. The last to do it, right?
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
Right. I have a tendency to overthink things a little bit, Robbie, so
yeah,
I have a question about how to... Thank you, Robbie.
What?
Well, so I have to... So clearly my house is some sort of black hole or death pit for animals, right? And, my dog has this heart condition and has been warned by the vet and the dog cardiologist that at any moment that dog could just come home and there he is just laying on the floor. He could have a heart attack at any moment. Not a moment that we're looking forward to, Robbie. But, and then, of course, they killed your cat. I mean, the coyote killed your cat. Your cat ran out of an open door. That's what happened.
He wanted to get away from you.
And of course, Chip the cat, you know, didn't live very long. Chip kind of, he's somewhere. He's living somewhere. He's been gone 2 years.
Chip the cat is also in the belly of a coyote.
Taking him in somewhere. And now I've got my cat that has herpes. And which apparently, when a cat has herpes, it's a little different than we. When we have herpes, when a cat has herpes, they get like a cold and it's a
viral infection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I have to go. I took an old Hiccup the cat in to the vet yesterday to get some antibiotics and whatever. And she's very congested. So the vet said, like, hey, I need you. What a great vet, right? They know me on first name basis when I get there because I'm always there because all I do is kill animals, apparently. She said, I want you to call me tomorrow to tell me how she's doing. Because if she hasn't started to get any better, it might be something different. We might blah, 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 blah. So I mean, no disrespect by this. I honestly don't know. Do I ask for doctor vet or the name of the vet? Like if I called my family doctor, I'd say, hey, is Dr. So-and-so there? So when I call a vet, do I say, hey, is Dr. So-and-so there? Or do I say, hey, is her name there? I'm vague because I can't remember her name off the top of my head right now, but I
think you would.
You say doctor?
When I Google it, it says yes.
The vet is a doctor?
Vets are doctors.
There are a doctor?
Doctors of animal health who have earned a doctor of veterinary.
So they have a DR in front of them, right?
A DR.
But you can get your doctor in, like, English lit.
Can't you get a doctorate in just, like...
Get in anything.
Yeah.
Right? But if I had a doctorate in English literature, I mean, of course, I would insist on being called doctor, right? Then you call me Dr. Pepper, Robbie.
Dr. Pepper. But yeah, when
you
go,
call a vet doctor.
When you go to the Animal Planet channel,
yeah,
there's a show called The Incredible Dr. Pol.
Okay,
so I think he's a vet.
Okay, so doctor is okay. I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
go throwing doctor around for no reason. It's not earned, but it's earned there.
Oh, it's earned. They keep little kitties alive.
Okay,
look at them.
Just needed that update. Thank you, Robbie, for that.
Oh, they're so small.
I wasn't sure. I didn't want it to get uncomfortable. Like if I just said her by her first name, and she's like, ah, "That's Doctor, by the way."
Hey, Doctor.
That's it. All. Has anybody ever?
Oh, Doctor Doolittle, of course. Right? It's a doctor.
Was Doctor Doolittle a vet? What, Robbie?
Doctor Doolittle.
Uh-huh.
Was an eccentric physician
mm-hmm.
who became a vet because he developed the ability to speak with animals.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, well, that doesn't help anything now.
It doesn't.
So was he a double doctor then?
He must have
If you become a vet, do you have to start all over again? Or can you apply some of the things you learned in veterinarian school and get ahead a little bit? Like just specialize in humans for another year and then you're good with
no,
both.
No, I don't think he went to vet school because he was taught everything by his parrot. That's what the internet is saying.
Okay, yeah.
So,
could a doctor perform surgery on a dog?
I just watched a show where they did and he lost his license.
Okay.
There was a surgeon
that
who did
it. Doesn't seem fair.
A surgeon who needed some extra money, so he did a procedure on a dog and lost his medical license. So
well,
there
that's
may,
not fair.
There may be certain restrictions.
I mean, don't give the guy a vet license, clearly, but right. Really?
Like in a pinch?
So you know, doctor can't perform a surgery on a dog even if they knew how to do it?
So you're saying if it was a light day at the ER and
yeah,
the vet,
could you,
there's a big lineup at the vet, you could just bring it into the hospital?
I'm just asking. I don't know. Like, there's close enough, aren't they?
You'd think.
Can a vet perform surgery on a human?
I think.
Okay, let me ask you this question right now, okay? Since we're stuck here, we might as well be stuck here. 917-917, who would you trust more in a pinch? A doctor with your dog or a vet with you?
Oh, boy. I don't think we can win here, but I would say a doctor with my pet.
You would rather have a doctor operate on your pet than a vet operate on you.
But it depends. Like, if it was what? Like, if it was stitches, I'd go to either.
Okay.
Like, was it stitches?
Okay, it's more than stitches.
Like surgery?
Yeah.
Because think about
yeah.
it. How
it's
much,
minor surgery.
How much easier?
Remove a gallbladder. It's remove a gallbladder.
It would be, you just think of it.
An appendix. Remove appendix.
Imagine a vet having, like a hamster appendix.
Okay.
Having to get in there.
Too small tools.
It would be so much easier to have a big old human laying there. I think a vet might be like, oh, human's nothing.
Is a vet removing a hamster's appendix? Or is a vet saying, yeah, here's $24. Go buy another one.
Alyssa makes a good point.
What?
Which is cheaper? Which one's cheaper? That's the one I'll go to.
Okay.
Vets aren't covered on benefits.
That's right. Okay. So you take you take the dog because of our health care. So we've got free health care, not free vet care.
Right.
Okay.
A lot of people say in a vet. They really trust their vet.
You would trust a vet to take your appendix out more than you would trust a doctor to take your dog's appendix out.
Apparently, their schooling is next level and very competitive.
I would assume, sure.
They have to specialize in all species, not just one.
Exactly, right? You've got to find the appendix.
Right.
Our appendixes aren't all in the same place.
Interesting thought. A vet. Yeah. Okay.
I'll let you think about that today. It looks like you're really excited about thinking about that, Robbie.
Well, when you at first you'd be like, no, doctor for sure. But then you think, no, a vet has to know so much.
Now, a window into my life is this is something I will clearly talk about with everybody I interact with for the rest of the day today.
Right.
To get a good kind of feedback and answer on everybody. My fiance is going to get sick of this. Her kids are going to get sick of this. My daughter's going to get sick of this.
Now, Gary he makes a good point.
Okay.
In movies, the mob always uses a vet.
We've heard that point several times, right?
They're good at taking out bullets.
I think so. I think if I have an emergency appendicitis and there is a vet, I would trust a vet more than if my dog needed an emergency appendectomy.
Ha. Huh. Getting this text, my family doctor when I was growing up was a vet before he became a human doctor.
Look at that, right? Stepping stones. Got the foot in the
door.
Wow.
Well, you think of it, like, we're all the same. We all have hearts. Like,
I don't know. Where's a dog's appendix? Do you know where a dog? I don't even know where my appendix is, so that's a bad question. But do you know where a dog's appendix is?
It's inside the belly somewhere, right?
Well, somewhere in this big heat box between our chin and our hips.
Like, you assume our hearts are kind of in the same spot. Our brains are in our heads. We have noses. Like, we all are kind of the same. All mammals are kind of similar.
The pillars of our biologic function are all in the same
place.
Exactly. So therefore, our appendix would be in the same place.
Hmm.
Do dogs even have appendixes? I don't know.
Do dogs have appendixes?
This may prove that whole conversation for naught here. Robbie, yes or no?
Dogs do not have an appendix.
Okay, well, there you go. Very good. There's our answer for us, man.
They have something else in there.
Okay. Thank you, Robbie.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Pepper and Dylan.
On Kiss.
Are you fighting with Gary over text message already this morning?
I'm not having it this morning, Gary.
You haven't even been on the air for 20 minutes. Why are you picking a fight with Gary?
Because he is saying that dogs are better than cats.
Oh, Robbie.
And it's always...
The world thinks that.
It's always dog people that say that. It's like cat people love all animals. They just think cats are precious, like me. I like dogs, I like cats, I like all animals. I just happen to really love cats. But dog people have always got to come at cat people.
Dog people? I'm both. So, I mean, I'm kind of, I'm on the fence. I'm impartial to this. I'm bipartisan when it comes to choosing which animal I like the most.
Yeah.
Dog owners are way more aggressively proud than cat owners are.
Yes.
And don't pick a fight with Gary here this morning.
No, Gary. He just has to understand, I love all animals.
Yeah.
If I had a choice, I wouldn't have a dog or a cat. I'd have a baby otter, a baby sloth, baby skunks with their glands removed.
Yes.
I'd have baby animals all... I'd have a baby giraffe. I'd have all the baby animals you could think of.
Okay, and once they get older, do you give them up or do you keep them forever?
I'd keep them all forever.
Did you just start to say I'd have a walrus tank?
A baby walrus with a baby. Oh, I bet they're so cute with a baby.
Robbie is an animal fan. He's a crazy animal fan. Here, let's do this then. Here we go, all right?
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Now, Gary's saying we're the guy versions of Crazy Cat Lady.
I get it. I would love
Shots are fired at cat owners.
I would love to have 500 dogs. It's just they are so high maintenance. That's the problem with dogs. I love them. They're so special, but they are high maintenance.
They are so much work.
Cats can do it on their own.
Dogs are so much work.
Dogs are so much work.
I can't stop. My cat just goes this. The cat's sick. The cat just goes in the laundry room and sleeps all day in the laundry basket. Dog's sick. It's like, oh, all right, you're going to take out a loan. Here you go, everybody. Oh, he's got a twisted stomach. All right, what's it cost to untwist that? Oh, okay, just a second mortgage. Cool. How does a dog even get a twisted stomach?
It's
all that rolling around in the dirt. The stomach just twists.
He twisted his stomach.
Well, some dogs get twisted stomachs. All right, Robbie, top five animals, no rules, no laws are barring you from any of this. Top five animals you would have if you had all the space, all the equipment, all as much land and area as you needed. Top five animals.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Any monkey.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not going to get specific. Like the one from Friends?
Okay, what about a chimpanzee? That doesn't count, right? They'll rip your arms off right out of the sockets.
Can be aggressive.
Tear your face off.
If this is a dream world.
Okay.
And the chimpanzee.
Dream world, but still realistic in that the animals do have a violent
They're
going to
come back and get you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't pick tiger, Robbie. It's a bad idea. Don't pick polar bear.
No, but that's why I'd pick like baby polar bear.
So you think if you found a baby polar bear, that you could raise it to be your own and it would never turn on you?
No, I think they would turn.
I would, yeah.
But I would, this is my dream world. I would keep them babies forever.
Okay. Baby monkey. That's one. Okay.
But even just monkeys.
Okay.
It'd be so cool to have a monkey pal and teach it to steal things.
Okay.
You know, you could just.
All of a sudden, we're in Aladdin.
Yeah. Honestly.
Okay.
Monkeys are thieves.
Okay.
And they're very, very brilliant. Okay. A sloth. How cool would it be to come home to a sloth?
I don't know. Would it? I don't know.
It'd be so cool. I mean, pet his little grumpy faces. Look at them. They look so cute. I saw a video of
big claws, don't
somebody
they?
Somebody rescued a baby sloth and gave it back to the mom.
Yeah.
The way it smiled and the way it almost looked human was so, it was just so precious.
Okay.
I loved it. It was so cute.
All right. We're in the middle of top five animals that Robbie would keep if there were no restrictions whatsoever. Okay.
Oh, Ashley knows it 100%.
What?
Baby otters.
Oh, you love a
baby otter.
You have a soft spot
ice,
for a baby. Yeah, okay.
And they chew it so cutely. Mm-hmm. It is the best. Okay, so we got baby otters.
You did that when you were a zookeeper for a day, didn't you? You fed the baby otters? Yeah, okay.
It was the cutest thing ever. Okay, so what do we got? We've got monkeys.
You've got monkeys, sloths, and otters.
Oh, my goodness.
No cats or dogs anywhere near this list yet.
Well, no, I don't think so. I just want them all. That's the problem.
Okay.
Okay, that little baby hippopotamus.
It's not real.
It's real.
It's
Google the baby.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah. Isn't that just a baby hippopotamus? It's going to grow to a regular hippopotamus, isn't it?
It's a pygmy hippopotamus.
How big does it grow?
Oh, I'll keep it small.
Okay.
I'll keep it as small as I can. All right. Okay, because that Mudeng. Yes.
Okay,
Mudeng.
Yeah,
he's Mudeng. Like sweeping the internet.
Oddly wet-looking hippopotamus, yes.
He is just... it's just so weird looking. I love it.
Glistening because of its moist skin. It's a very bizarre looking hippopotamus.
Little body wiggling around like a little tater tot.
Now, and just because I said there are no rules against this, you have as much space and area as you need, okay? You still have to clean up after the animal. Do you want to be cleaning up after a monkey and a hippopotamus? Monkeys are famous for flinging their feces. Hippopotamus are pretty famous for having giant loads of dung.
I wouldn't mind because I'd also build a garden.
How long until shoveling hippopotamus poop would you say, God, this was a bad idea?
I would teach the monkeys how.
To shovel the hippopotamus poop?
I would teach them how to, because they'd fling it away.
You've got your own little sustained ecosystem over there. Okay.
If you like flinging so much, get after that hippo poop.
Okay, that's number two. All right, and number one, Robbie.
I wouldn't be able to say no to an aquatic baby dolphin.
Okay.
But I wouldn't mind if it got too big, so I'd put it in a lake. Okay. I'd probably get a lake lot if this was the case.
Okay.
And it would come to see me. It would help me fish. I could ride it. I wouldn't need a Sea-Doo.
So we've got you riding a dolphin and your other pet monkey shoveling your baby hippo's poop.
Flinging it, yeah.
Okay.
And that's just off the top of my head.
Okay.
That would be a dream world.
Okay.
Okay, now.
God, you're busy. That's a lot of pet maintenance, Robbie.
Now, no offense to dogs or cats. They're just easy in the grand scheme of animals, and cats are the easiest.
Yes.
So low maintenance.
Yes.
That's why I like them.
Okay.
You know, you can leave them at home, go to the mountains.
But you just said, that's why I like them. Meanwhile, you've got a dolphin and a hippopotamus and an otter that you've got to take care of.
Right. If I had my choice and I didn't care about the maintenance, that's what I would pick.
Okay.
Ah, baby raccoons.
It's a busy day of feeding. A baby raccoon. I don't know if you want a baby raccoon.
I think I do. And they're being spotted more and more in Edmonton. They look pretty cute. Baby raccoons are like little dogs.
They've got claws, and don't they carry a lot of diseases, and they eat trash?
Look at your cat and dog. It's to the vet every week.
I know. It's been a lot of visits. I'm on first-name basis with everybody at the vet now. Oh, my God, Robbie. What did I do?
Oh, you should have just...
Come on. How did I not kill my kids?
That's a good question.
These pets hanging on by a thread, both of them are.
It's Pepper and Dylan on Kiss.
Hey, Robbie, have you ever had the hiccups before?
Oh, often, yep. Yep. Do you still have them?
No. But how often do you get them?
Like once a year.
Once a year?
So I've had them 40 times in my life.
No, you get hiccups more than once a year.
40, 50 times.
How often should the regular human get hiccups in a year?
I can
look more than once a year. The average human being gets hiccups way more than once a year. Here's Ashley again. What does Ashley want to spoil everything? Is that what Ashley's on the phone for? Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Now, when was the last time you had hiccups, Ashley?
Yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. So, are you prone to getting a lot of hiccups?
I am. Okay. Especially if I eat too fast.
What are the causes of hiccups? Eating too fast is going to be one. Right? And I don't mean like the scientific cause of it. I don't know. It's an air bubble in your esophagus. Is that what I'm going to go ahead and assume that it is? Is that
what it is?
I have no idea what it is. I think that's what it is. What is it that everybody goes, I can't do that. It gives me hiccups. For me, it's eating too much dry stuff without enough liquid to wash it down. Does that make sense? Or am I under the wrong impression of why I get hiccups?
I think that's called choking.
It is. A hiccup is like one's. I narrowly avoided choking, so I get hiccups as punishment.
And I get hiccups when I eat like lunch meat or pepperoni.
Ew.
Are you serious? Oh, and they must be kind of like garlicky, salty hiccups, eh? Like a garlic burp, but hiccups?
Maybe.
Oh, and how long do your hiccups last?
Oh, forever. It seems like
really?
I have to do... I drink from a cup. I drink on the opposite side of the cup, upside down 10 times.
Yeah, and that actually does well. I don't know if there's any like true measure or method of curing hiccups. I think it's just time.
It's psychological.
Isn't it? Is it psychological?
Because you have to relax your diaphragm, right?
Right.
That's what's happening.
Is that what it is? I honestly don't know very much about hiccups. It's something that, you know, routinely happens in all of our lives to, I don't know, varying routines. And I have no idea. I think we should know a lot more about hiccups than we know. Robbie, do you have any interesting facts about hiccups? Anything like how often we get hiccups? Anything like that in front of you?
It's hard to say how often the average person gets them, like per year.
I'm sure more people are prone to hiccups than others, right?
Yeah, there's definitely things like it could be an underlying medical condition that makes people have them.
Yes. But for the average person who doesn't have any sort of allegiance to hiccups or prone to hiccups, yeah, I mean, Robbie, once a year, it's got to be more often than that we're getting hiccups, isn't it?
Well, I thought that was frequent, but I don't remember the last time I got them.
As a guess, Ashley, how many times a year would you get hiccups, you think?
I probably have hiccups at least once a week.
Once a week? Now, that sounds like a lot.
I can't remember the last time I had them. That's why this is hard for me.
I'm going to go 10 times a year would be the average human gets hiccups 10 times a year. Like if you're not predisposed, you're going to get a 40. Okay. But it sounds like you're a little predisposed to hiccuping. Sounds like when hiccups happen to you, Ashley, you're like, damn it, here we go again. My old friend is back. Okay. Here's my other question with hiccups, because I had hiccups yesterday, and I had them for a period of time that was noticeable. You know, you have hiccups, you're like, I have the hiccups. And then you start to continue to have the hiccups to a point where you're like, wait a second, I've got these hiccups still. At what point, how long would your bout of hiccups be until you started to think, well, this is my life now?
Probably 15 to 20 minutes.
20 minutes makes you think, I'm stuck with the hiccups?
That's nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing. I hit about 40 minutes yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, woof, looks like I'm stuck. And I started Googling, like, man that lived with the hiccups the longest.
I'm looking that up right now.
What do you have, Robbie?
Okay, so it's actually a Guinness World Record.
Yes.
For the longest attack of hiccups, a man named Charles Osborne.
Uh-huh.
He hiccuped continuously for 68 years.
Yeah, when I hit about minute 40, I was like, look out, Charles Osborne, I'm breathing down your heels, I'm next.
And for the first few decades, apparently, he hiccuped up to 40 times a minute.
Oh, no! No! What?
And then years later, it slowed to 20.
He hiccuped every other second for 40 years?
Yes.
Oh, my God!
He apparently started hiccuping after a fall while attempting to weigh a hog.
Yeah, see, Ashley eats too quickly. He falls while weighing hogs and gets the hiccups.
Oh my God.
What? For how long he had the hiccups for?
68 years.
Oh my God. Every other second. Here's a text message that says, I've had hiccups for 3 days in a row. Are we hiccuping while we sleep if we have the hiccups?
I bet you would be.
This poor guy. That's got to be the worst, right?
Oh, yeah, I would interrupt sleep. That would be terrible.
How did he ultimately cure them, or did they just go away?
They just stopped on their own. Yeah, they just finally stopped.
Would he have become so used to the hiccups by the time when they went away, he was like, it felt weird to not be hiccuping?
Well, he lived a normal life, apparently. Despite his constant hiccuping, he married twice.
Okay.
He had 8 children.
Why do you think the first marriage ended? Was it because she just couldn't handle the hiccups anymore?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he found somebody who didn't mind, and they had 8 kids. Yeah,
and he tried everything?
Yeah.
There was no medical procedure he could have undergone to get rid of hiccups?
Apparently, it could be like from a brain injury.
Really?
Or damaging breathing muscles.
Think of how awful that would be, Ashley.
That would be awful. That would drive me crazy, I think.
Here's somebody who's had it for 3 days in a row. Hang on here.
That's going to be, they call that chronic. The chronic hiccups.
Hang on here, I'm having a problem here.
Hello.
Hey, you had hiccups for 3 days on 2 different occasions?
Yeah, actually on 3 different occasions.
3 different occasions, okay. And how far apart were these hiccups?
It was probably like 30 a minute, every other second.
Oh, my God!
I was trying to, it was super hard to conduct work or go through my daily life.
Well, what do you do for a living?
Seriously? Construction management.
Okay. Nobody could take you seriously, right? While you're talking to them or giving instruction, you're like, and just hiccuping the entire time. Yes, okay. 3 days.
It's ridiculous.
Days. Okay. Did you have them while you were sleeping? Like, it must have interrupted your sleep, right?
No, so the sleep was good. You'd kind of fall asleep in exhaustion. It would keep you up until a point where you just physically fell asleep.
Right. Crash.
And then when you wake up, you have no hiccups, and it's this moment of peace, and you think it's all over, but you don't move. because as soon as you move, the hiccups start again.
Oh, that would be infuriating.
Oh, that's tough.
And then on the fourth day when I woke up, I sat there in peace and silence and enjoyed not hiccuping. And then when I moved, it was gone, and I was thankful.
Yeah, and you were worried to do anything that might bring them back.
Yeah,
daintily moving around the house, tiptoeing, like any sudden move, and they might come back at any second. And, okay. Any idea what brought them on?
No, it was just random. One of the times, it was before I had to take a flight to Ontario for a quick, 6-day job.
Yep.
So as I was getting on the airline, I was hiccuping the whole time. And super annoying for all the people that are around me on the flight. You're trying to hold them down so they're not loud.
You're trying to be polite,
So eventually you just have to let them go and you do the full volume hiccup.
Yep.
And you have to do that because otherwise it's too painful.
Every other second for 3 days you were hiccuping. Oh. And you don't know if you were hiccuping in your sleep. You were just so exhausted from not being able to sleep that you fell asleep. You could have been hiccuping while you were sleeping.
I'm pretty sure I wasn't.
Okay.
And I did contact the hospital and they told me if it goes past 3 days, that's when you have to come in.
Okay.
But yeah, it was just random.
So every time you get the hiccups now, have you gotten the hiccups since? And it's only been for a few minutes, or every time you get them, it goes for 3 days?
Yeah, for whatever reason, if I eat dry ribs, then hiccups happen. For every bite I take, I get one hiccup.
Right. Well, I don't know what's worse, never being able to eat dry ribs again, or is it worth 3 days worth of hiccups to eat a plate of dry ribs? Dry ribs are great. They're great.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, they're super good.
All right.
So I'll go through about 15 or 20 hiccups, and then I'm done with the ribs.
Okay. That'd be tough, man.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
Yeah, you too.
See you later. 3 days, Robbie. Imagine going 3 days hiccuping every other second.
Do you call in
72
sick?
72 hours. I don't know what you do.
You'd call in sick for that, right?
Used to it. Oh, Dylan would, I'd imagine that.
Yeah,
he would. Look at what we do for a living. Could you imagine a hiccup every 2 seconds from one of us?
It's so hard.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Can't even look you in the face right now, Robbie.
Why?
Can't even look at you right now.
What happened?
This is Kylie.
Hi.
I go out of the room. I go out of the room to print.
Shouldn't have done
these
that.
So these little sponsorship things that we need throughout the morning, right? I just walk out. I ain't gonna run to the printer. I gotta grab that there because we have to put a little signature next to it every time we do it. Hey, you don't need to know the back end of things, but what you do need to know is what happens in this room every damn time I walk out. It's like a kindergarten. It's like leaving a 3 or a 5-year-old on an elevator alone.
No.
Which happened to me in my dad's workplace one time. He worked in a high-rise in downtown Calgary, and the doors closed before my dad could get in there. Let me tell you, as a little kid, that is freaking terrifying.
Yeah.
Being lost on an elevator in a high-rise.
Oh, woo! I bet, yeah.
But Robbie's got to press buttons. So what happened, Kylie? What did you hear?
Nothing, Kylie.
What did you hear, Kylie?
Kylie? Snitches?
Of all the buttons...
Snitches? Get stitches, then wind up in ditches.
Is this what you were hitting? You were hitting this damn button right now. Everybody's Kylie's hearing. Hear bee-boo, and does that mean I get to win something? You don't win anything because of it, Kylie.
I figured you were just trying to let us know that your best friend had come back.
Bee-boo, I haven't heard him yet, but people are starting to hear him, right? My hate relationship, I'd like to say love-hate, but I can't. My hate relationship with this guy is the things of Edmonton lore now. For so long, he's out my window. And I'm telling you, it's not happening yet. It'll be a couple weeks probably. But always, 5 minutes, 7 minutes before the alarm goes off. That guy.
Oh, he's an early bird. He's looking for worms, man.
He loves you. He just wants to say good morning.
Don't sleep in.
It's time for work. You should get up.
Oh, it's so annoying. You can't hit a bird like that to go for a snooze button, you know? I'd like to just reach out and smack this thing instead. I never thought that listening to this sweet, beautiful sound of springtime and blossom and bloom and all the things that it represents would ever, like just strike horror down my spine like it does when I hear that.
Horror?
Oh, yeah. It's like your alarm. You know how when you first choose your alarm sound, you're like, oh, this is nice. I could wake up to this. And like 3-4 weeks later, you just hate it. That's this sound to me. How could, what kind of cold, dead inside person hates that sound? I hate it.
On Texas saying that bird has haunted me my entire life.
Because it's outside your window waking you up 5 minutes before you have to wake up. It's just the rudest, meanest bird.
Make sure you're not late.
Change your sound to Beboo for your alarm and then you won't even notice.
I know. Yeah. So you like that sound, Kylie.
I love it.
It's so cute, little guy.
It's sweet. It's adorable, but it also drives me crazy.
He's such a cute little bird. You got to love him. Embrace him.
It's the masked chickadee. Is that what it is, Robbie?
The black-capped chickadee.
The black-capped chickadee. And Robbie figured out the reason that it's been outside of my... And I'm convinced it's the same one every year. that it's been outside of my tree is because, or outside of my window on the tree is because I have chickadee feed that I never knew it was chickadee feed. I just had, I don't know, bird feed that my dad gave me, and it feeds that exact kind of bird. So I've asked for this torture in hell to happen.
You have. You've invited it. Right. According to the internet,
yes,
they only live less than 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
So that's not the same one. It's babies.
That's his kids.
Yeah.
Living on the legend.
We determined that sound, that Beboo sound, is the mating call of the male, right?
Yeah.
And that clearly I've got the loser male in my yard because he goes deep, deep, deep into the summer doing this, meaning he hasn't found love yet. Well, all the other guys have found a mate and a partner for their summertime. This guy's just like, what about me?
Maybe you stopped feeding him and now he's all thin and unattractive.
Skin and bones, a dumb bird, yeah. All right, love you, Kylie. Have a good morning. See you later.
Yes,
all right, yeah, so Robbie was pressing the buttons.
They're cute.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Here's my daughter, Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
Hi.
Love you.
Love you.
All right. Okay, so here's the situation, and you'll be happy to know. I just want to hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak, here. Because Robbie is completely in support, as are many of our audience right now, in support of your, not even hesitance, your foot-down stubbornness to allow. The situation is my son lives in Lake Louise. He's 20 years old, and he's ready to come back in, a couple weeks, right? Like April 7th, April 8th, he's coming back, Tyler?
April 7th.
April 7th, he's coming back, and he's going to stay for a handful of weeks before he goes to the Philippines, right? Which, by the way, dad joke of the year. Once he gets to the Philippines and has to use the bathroom at the airport, Robbie, what will he be doing?
He'll be Filipino.
There you go. Very good. I love you, Robbie. Thanks for having my back every time. I love it. And then he's going to Indonesia after the Philippines. What happens when he leaves Indonesia, Robbie?
He'll be out Indonesia.
There you go, Robbie. Very good. See, Tyler, it's not just me. It's not just me, Tyler.
I know. But you tell them every time we talk about it.
I love that Philippine joke. So good. What do you do when you're going to the bathroom in the Philippines? Robbie?
What do you do?
Yeah.
You'll be Filipino.
That's right, Robbie. Very good. I love it. Okay.
You tell it once and done.
Yeah. Okay. So he's coming back and he's got a couple weeks. He's got a little downtime before he goes to the Philippines. So I thought, well, problem solved. My daughter is 1 week at my house, 1 week at her mom's house. What we'll do is on the weeks that my daughter is at her mom's house, he'll stay in my daughter's room. On the weeks that my daughter's at my house, he'll stay in his sister's room at his mom's house. Problem solved. And then I got, ew, gross, disgusting. Right, no, that's not happening. Right.
Like, why would I ever do that to myself?
But explain to me.
I would actually, you know what I would rather do? Live with my friends.
But Robbie is fully in support of this. Robbie has three sisters, and he said, God, no, I would never stay in my sister's beds when I was that age.
No,
I'm not asking you guys to stay in the same bed at the same time. You can wash your...
Obviously. No, Kate, but Dad, I know that you understand my perspective.
He's dirtier than you are. Yes, he is kind of dirty.
I am dirtier than I am. I'm not dirty.
Okay, then that would make him dirtier than you. He's dirtier than most.
He's dirtier than most, and I'm cleaner than most.
Okay, but the sheets will be washed.
It won't be my room. It'll be like I'm staying in a hotel.
It kind of will be.
Okay.
Like, Tyler, does he expect you to take, you probably have little pictures hanging up, little knickknacks. Like,
yeah.
You have to take all that out?
A, Riley's not going to feel like it's his room. He's going to feel like he's staying in my room.
Well, he shouldn't feel like it's his room. He voluntarily left. He doesn't have a room anymore.
Okay, but guys, let's be honest.
Okay.
There's two full rooms at Mom's house.
Well, I know, and this is the other problem, because
because
Kristen doesn't want him staying there more than he should, simply because he's really messy, and she'll be listing the house to sell
right,
it, and you
right.
know he'll be sleeping all day, and all of a sudden there's these strange people taking a tour through the house, and in this little cave with just ants yeah. and itchy ban everywhere,
ew,
you know,
ants.
He'll be in this dark room, right? So
yeah, that's not good if you're trying to list a house, so okay. that's kind of not an option.
What I'm telling you, Tyler, is I was wrong. Okay, in trying to force this on you, okay?
Oh, thanks.
Robbie and anybody who's, almost anybody, not everybody. A lot of people are like, ooh, first world problems, and maybe so. But most people who have siblings of the opposite gender, I don't have that. This is a blind spot for me. But for people who are brothers and sisters, they're all like, that is a disgusting ask, and you should never do that, especially yeah. given the ages of 18 to 20.
Yes. Yes.
Which Robbie says Riley would be up to no good in that bedroom. What?
Well,
no, I mean,
he strikes me as a guy that has a pee jug. Right? He's too lazy to get out of bed, so he's got a pee jug. He'll leave it under the bed.
Who on earth has a pee jug? How many
boys? Boys who don't want to leave their gaming systems have pee jugs. Tyler's going to be trying to get a good sleep and reach down and grab a pee jug. Like, there's going to be things like that, Tyler,
Tyler,
right?
Does your brother strike you as somebody who has a pee jug?
I mean, yeah, probably.
Yes. Exactly. These are the things you can hope to discover yeah. or not hope to discover yeah. by sharing
a
room.
I feel like since going to Lake Louise, maybe he's grown out.
He's
of
learned to be a little more responsible with his own space. But I did go
yeah.
and see his space.
And
keep in mind, his space is one bedroom shared with another guy.
No, right now he doesn't have a roommate.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, because that guy was filming him or something like that. What was going on?
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a weird story. His old roommate. And when they're roommates, they don't have separate rooms. They have like the same room, right? It's like a dorm.
Dormy,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, he was like filming him while he slept.
Oh, my God.
It's a whole different story.
What?
Don't worry. He's gone now. Everything's fine.
Oh, my goodness.
So now that he's not there, Riley started being messy again. He called me the other day, and he has his clothes all thrown all over the floor.
He's not the tidiest guy. I will agree with that, right? And you are. My daughter is the type of girl who makes her bed before school every morning.
Oh, Tyler.
Every single morning.
Yeah. Yep. Now. Okay, whatever. Riley having his clothes all over the place, that's fine. He's going to have to pick them up every time you guys switch rooms.
Well,
it's the residual grime that he leaves. Right?
And like every time I used to walk into his room, it would smell like feet.
Yes. And that gets in the stucco, that gets in the drywall. You can't get that out.
No.
His grime will get stuck in the drywall.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know that, but now I'm hearing it from Robbie. I'm hearing it from a bunch of the audience. It was a dumb ask of your father, so I apologize, Tyler. We'll figure out something else, okay?
Thank you.
See, Tyler,
yes,
now you can't say I've never had your back.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie. I appreciate
you.
Exactly.
Love you. See you
Thanks,
later, Tyler.
Love
All
you.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Good luck.
All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show on Kiss.
Kiss. Who's this, Robbie?
I couldn't hear. Was it Basie or Pacey?
Basie with a B.
B-A-S-I-E.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, yeah, that's a good. Let's give her a name of the day.
Here we go. It's the name of the day.
Any significance to the name Basie, or can anybody take that from you?
I was named after Count Basie, the jazz musician.
Wow, that's cool. That is cool. All right. Okay, so Basie is here. This is a real day of vindication for Robbie. He was also right in that sisters and brothers shouldn't share the same bed. It's disgusting. And apparently he was also right on boys have pee jugs in their room. What happened, Basie?
Yes, they do. So my nephew, he was probably like 12, 13 at the time, and he slept over. And when he sleeps over, he sleeps in the basement of our place, and he was playing video games all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the weekend, we went down there to, like, clean up after him, and my husband found, like, 3 pee jugs.
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes.
Robbie's just nodding like a pee jug is a regular thing.
Yeah.
It's because they get gaming.
100%.
They don't want to take a break because they could lose. What? Could lose their men?
They don't have pause anymore. I learned that when I'd be like, Riley, time for dinner. Pause the game. It's like, Dad, we don't have pause anymore.
Especially when you're playing online against people.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. So you need to pee in a jug.
Yeah. 100%.
Basie, come on. Do you not have indoor plumbing?
Oh, we do.
How far away is the bathroom from the basement where he was gaming?
He just would have had to walk up the stairs.
It's just up the stairs and around the corner, and he couldn't do that. Yeah. But instead, oh, that's disgusting. Yeah.
And then we asked him about it, and he's like, "Oh, I don't know what those are." And I was like, "Dude,
yeah. He knows.
Yeah.
He knows.
How are you going to prove it? I don't know. We have your sample. It's pretty easy to do." All right, Basie. Yeah, thank you very much.
Definitely a thing.
All right.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's
have a
definitely
good day,
a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I am happy to say, as teenage boy as my son has been and can be, I have never encountered that.
Okay, yet.
Yeah.
Because he might be doing the right
thing. He's outgrowing the pee jug, hasn't
he? No, he might be just discarding them properly. But he just forget one and Tyler finds it. That's just ruins everything.
Well, thank God when we renovated the basement, we did decide to put a bathroom down there. We weren't sure if we were going to or not.
That would help.
To dump the jugs down afterwards.
But it's not necessarily the proximity. It's just they don't want to leave the game because it's live and they're streaming, right?
Well, get a catheter or something. I don't know.
A pee jug.
I guess. All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
First and foremost, we can't top this. We are being joined right now, Robbie, by Edmonton royalty, which you may not know. What are you doing, Robbie? Oh, you're changing the microphone there? Yeah, which one?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I'm here. You got me?
Yeah, we got you right now. This is Alyssa on the phone. She may not even know she's Edmonton royalty. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
Once upon a time, how long ago, Alyssa?
Oh, I was 18, so I'm
33
now.
Okay.
So a few years ago.
Okay, right. So like 15 years ago.
What happened?
Yeah.
15 years ago, Alyssa, tell Robbie where you worked.
I used to work at the big boost place. Well, it was called One Stop Biker Shop.
Yeah.
I did, yeah.
What was it called?
One Stop Biker Shop.
Is it still One Stop Biker Shop?
A few people texted that. Yeah, I think
it's still the same? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you worked at the place with the giant boot.
I did, yeah.
Now, we have some people saying it's not a cowboy boot, Robbie. It's a cowboy boot, isn't it, Alyssa?
It is. It's a little, like, before I worked there, it used to be a cowboy place, and then they switched it to a biker shop.
But the boot is still a cowboy boot.
It's still a cowboy boot, yeah.
Are they proud of the cowboy boot?
Of course.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Like, when you got a job there, did they, you know, talk about the cowboy boot? Was orientation, did anything have to do with the cowboy boot? How to maintain the cowboy boot?
No, not really. It was just, you had to turn lights on for it.
Right.
And that was pretty much
it. Oh, okay, that was it. Did you have people, customers that came not to buy anything, but just to look at the boot?
Oh, yeah, all the time. There's people taking pictures in front of it all the time.
It's Canada's biggest boot,
well,
right?
I know, but we're getting a lot of, and Alyssa, with all due respect, I know that that's where you started your career, but with all due respect, the boot, a lot of people are saying, it could be bigger.
It could be.
Like, if you Google search Canada's biggest cowboy boot, you know, let's say you're in Fredericton.
Okay.
You're like, hey, kids, how'd you like to go and see the world's biggest cowboy boot? As a kid, I'd be like, Dad, yes, 100%, lock it down. And we would drive for 5 days across the country. We would get to the world's largest cowboy boot.
You never would.
The whole time in my mind, I would have a vision of a much bigger cowboy boot. I worry that the cowboy boot, Edmonton's big cowboy boot in the West End, I worry that people who come from afar, did you ever get critical feedback, Alyssa, about the cowboy boot?
No.
No one ever has said, walked into the store and went, that cowboy boot's not that big.
No, not really.
Not to say you should be proud. We should be proud of all the things we have. But I just feel like if I came from a long distance to see that big cowboy boot, I might go drop a that's it. Now, I've never been. What's the Easter egg? Where's that, Robbie?
The giant pisinka, that's Vegreville.
Okay, have you been to Vegreville to see the Easter egg, Alyssa?
I have not.
Okay, Robbie, have you seen the Easter egg?
I've seen it in my younger days.
Okay, impressive or not impressive?
Of course.
It is impressive.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
Without a doubt.
So you, as a young Robbie, when you got out of the car, you went, yep, this is that was worth the trip.
Totally. Okay, but that was really close. I didn't drive from Fredericton.
Right, okay. That's it's the distance that you drive. All right, Alyssa, thank you very much. And it was a pleasure getting to talk to you.
Yeah, no, thank you, guys.
Love you. See you later. So she worked with the big boot.
Very cool.
The consensus is the boot could be bigger. But that's locals talking, right? That's locals.
The Stantec Tower could be bigger. You know? The Statue of Liberty could be, everything could be bigger.
The Pepper and Dylan Show Podcast.
Where are we in our life, in our world, in our society these days, where $1 million doesn't sound like a lot?
It seems like if you're not a billionaire,
I'd cut off a foot for $1 million.
Cut off a foot for $1 million?
Hang on.
You'd spend $1 million getting a new foot.
Well, I don't want the new foot.
You were just walking in a little...
A new foot isn't $1 million.
Well, come on. You wouldn't just...
What do I need a new foot
wouldn't
for?
Wouldn't grow back.
Let's have a little stump. I'm okay with a stump. What has this foot done for me? I've had warts. I've had calluses. I've got an ingrown toenail. Yeah, I don't need... It's done nothing but betray me around every turn. Hack it off.
So what?
I don't play basketball or anything anymore. I don't need a foot. What do I need a foot for?
Put you on the spot, though.
The only thing I need a foot for is to put it up when I'm resting, you know?
Don't you have a thing for feet, though?
Not my own.
Well, it's kind of hypocritical. If you don't have any feet, how can you expect another person to show you their feet?
I have a thing for other people's feet. If the person I'm with doesn't have a thing for my feet, I can still have a thing for their feet. It's a win-win.
Okay.
A lot of people think it's weird to have a foot fetish. I have been trying to normalize it for the better part of 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
It could be worse.
Not everybody's got their thing. That just happens to be mine. Maybe I've got somebody that likes a stump.
Stump fetish, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I mean, that's, yeah.
I agree with that. If you like, I'm cutting off one foot, not both. You still got the old lefty there. Wait, which one would I cut? Yeah, I'd cut off the one with the ingrown toenail.
Do you think if you lost a foot, you would waddle less or more?
Maybe I don't waddle that bad.
It would correct your waddling.
Look, I've been dealing with this teasing over that I waddle for a long time.
It's not teasing, it's just an observation.
We are cursed with short hamstrings, okay? That's why I can't touch my toes. I don't know what it is. It's a genetic deficiency that we have.
What a cop out. You just don't want to stretch.
I don't want to stretch. God, I hate stretching.
Stretch once
in a while. Why is it that I'll... 917-917, you'll do every single exercise you're supposed to do at the gym, but when it comes to stretching, you're like, can't be done. Gotta go. Can't do. I can't be here another second to just stretch. The stretching is the worst part, isn't it?
I like it, though.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll put one hand, I'll grab my elbow and put my arm by it and I'll be like, yeah, that's good enough.
We got Alex saying, hey guys, I'm a left foot amputee. I would not cut off my foot for $1 million.
But because you did it for free, Alex. Should have held out.
I'm sure he's saying it's not all as cracked up to be.
Let's call Alex here.
Alex also has a pet rooster.
Oh, wow.
So maybe we'll get a visit.
Win-win, hey?
I put that in the notes beside his name on the texts, because last time we called him, his rooster made some noise.
Of course you did. Okay, Alex, we're calling you.
Yeah, but you need to stretch, man. You need to stretch.
I hate stretching.
Yeah,
I hate Alex. Alex, wait, I'm rereading your text. You said you would cut it off for $1 million.
No, I would not.
Oh, you would not cut it off. So how'd you lose your foot?
Farming accident.
It's always the farming accidents, man. The farm is just it's a limb farm more than anything else. So what happened? It got caught up there in the combine, I'm imagining?
It got crushed by a piece of machinery.
Oh, God. How old were you when this happened?
21.
So you know life with a foot and without a foot. And what can you say the biggest drop-off is?
Waking up on the wrong foot, usually I follow that down on my shoulder.
Oh, could you forget?
I did a couple times.
Well, how old are you now, Alex?
28.
So you've got 7 years of one-foot training, and you still lose your balance quite a bit?
No, I have really good balance now, but it just, nothing beats having the real deal.
Now, what do you got down there? You just got a little stump, or do you have a prosthetic? What's happening?
I got multiple different prosthetics.
Depending on what you want to do.
Yes.
You got like a soccer prosthetic?
I have one for hockey.
Okay.
One for hiking.
Is it a whole skate? That sounds like that'd be pretty good. Yeah, you just kind of scrag. Here's what I envision. You just get there. It's threaded. Your stump is threaded.
No.
And you just kind of spin it around clockwise to tighten it up. Is that how it works?
No.
Like a broom handle? It's not like that. Okay.
That'd be neat though.
No, why not? Okay. So how does it work? You just got to strap it in, Velcro? What does it do?
Well, your stump goes into a little socket, and then there's a sleeve that holds it on.
Mm-hmm.
The sleeve becomes airlocked, so the air goes out but not in. And then,
neat.
Say my high-intensity one for sports, like skating.
Yeah.
It's just like a runner's blade, except there's a foot on the bottom of it.
So do you have to put a skate on it, or is it all like a one-piece?
Yeah, no. Oh, okay. I still put a skate on it the guys do.
And you can buy a normal pair of skates as long as you have this prosthetic. It fits right in.
So it feels like there's a market for a prosthetic skate.
I'm sure there's something.
But why do you need it?
It comes with the skate. So you just
twist it on like a cork?
Yeah, your everyday foot. You just pop it off and you just pop it on like a skate there. Okay, so you wouldn't do it again for $1 million.
Not a chance.
Okay. And how much is the prosthetic foot?
I don't know. It's all under WCB.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. See you later, Alex. Have a good morning.
Have a good day, guys. Okay. Bye.
All right.
Yeah, interesting.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe I wouldn't do it. It sounds like a lot of work.
Well, it sounds like it'd be a nuisance.
I just don't use my foot nearly as much as Alex does. See?
The Pepper and Dylan Podcast.
All right, Robbie, you've never... How's it feel? This is the wrongest you might have been in a long time.
Yeah, I mean,
the cereal soup one, I don't even want to bring that up.
The soup one I'm not wrong about.
Okay, damn it.
That one, I'm not going to get into it.
Okay, please don't. Okay.
How cereal is technically a soup.
Oh, don't. Guys, don't engage him. Don't engage. If you heard that, just ignore it.
It's not my opinion.
Message him. Don't do it. We need him today. Dylan isn't here. The minute you say, Robbie, cereal isn't soup, he gets hours-long back and forth over text message. It takes him out of the show completely. Robbie, I can't do it without you today. I can't do it without you, Robbie.
I'm just going to say one thing. It's not my opinion. It's just a logical thought. Process. Cereal is soup.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Again, though, this coming from the guy that says a boo-boo is any injury. Almost any injury.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
You beg to differ, right? What happened to you?
Okay, so I woke up on my Saturday morning and I'm trying to bust my coffee beans and I go to put my mason jar on my island and it just exploded in my hand. And I had to get 3 stitches in my thumb, and it's right where my thumb connects to my hand. So definitely not a boo-boo.
Like in that little webbing area?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's no good.
Yeah, not good.
3 stitches, webbing between the thumb and the index finger, Robbie. That's not a boo-boo.
Oh, that's a
don't
bad
minimize word. These injuries that people are suffering. What is that? What would you call that?
Oh, I would call that a serious cut. I agree.
That's a serious cut? It's 3 stitches? I don't know if it's a serious cut.
Were you at any risk of dying and bleeding out?
She could have bled out.
No risk of dying, no bleeding out, no veins, no arteries, but 3 stitches and no movement of the thumb for 2 weeks.
You know what the worst part about that is? And it's bad. You've got stitches and now you've got to, you know, bandage it and you got to take care of it and all of that. But the worst part was that happened to you on Saturday morning, right?
Yeah.
At what time?
Didn't even get my coffee.
What time on Saturday morning?
Oh, it was like 10 a.m.
You go to the hospital right after that to get your stitches?
Right after that.
What time were the stitches put into your hand?
I would say it was about 1 p.m.
That's pretty good, actually. I was thinking it'd be more like around dinner time.
Oof.
Did you get a cup of coffee somehow?
I did not get
coffee. That's the worst part. I'd rather get 30 stitches in coffee than 3 stitches in no coffee. Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. I know. That's exactly what they said as soon as I got there. They're like, did you even get your coffee?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. So you've got your stitch. You're sitting in the waiting room. You've got your bandage there. And that's your Saturday. That was your Saturday. I bet you weren't planning that on a Saturday.
I was not planning that.
No, you're not planning that. That is more than a boo-boo. Because look at what the result is. It ate up her whole day. A boo-boo is more than just the injury itself. Mm. It's the whole repair factor, everything. It's the rigmarole that follows the boo-boo, Robbie.
Okay, okay.
Exactly. It's the lack of movement.
Yeah.
Okay, a few people weighing in. We're seeing if you have to see a doctor, it is not a boo-boo.
Correct. Unless you're a wimp.
Unless you're a wimp.
Right.
And this is what I was thinking, okay? So coming from Robbie, though, anything is a boo-boo. It's a sympathetic term to lessen the hurt.
Yeah, a parent would use the word boo-boo. Oh, it's just a little boo-boo.
So if you got your arm ripped off by a tiger, oh, it's just a boo-boo.
So your level of sympathy only goes to boo-boo. It doesn't go anything worse.
It's like, yeah, boo-boo will heal. Yeah, it's just something you say.
Do you have kids?
No kids.
Okay, just because dogs. I really feel like a boo-boo, like I said earlier, and some are saying it's almost the ideal definition. A boo-boo is something that once you apply a Band-Aid, the pain goes away. That's a boo-boo. It's strictly kids territory. Oh, you got to go. You got a tweet.
Oh, you got a little tweeter.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Okay, bye, guys.
Have a good morning. You. Right? I think it goes boo-boo. And then somebody said, Robbie, maybe you're thinking of the word owie. Where is owie? Is owie better or more innocent or more severe than
a
boo-boo?
Owie would be more like, if you could shake it off really fast. Okay. Owie. Whereas a boo-boo, there might be blood.
Okay, so, yeah. So a stub toe is an owie. It's not a boo-boo.
And I got one bad the other day.
So a boo-boo would leave some sort of lasting damage.
Where an owie
is just like a hitting your funny bone is an owie?
Yes, it's an owie.
Okay. Stub toe. Biting your lip?
Like a bruise is an owie.
A bruise is an owie?
Yeah, the lip.
But a bruise leaves a mark.
Yeah, but it's not bloody.
Okay.
right? And some people bruise way easier than others.
Okay, hang on. Let's do this.
It's time to make a list. No, it won't flop. Making lists is fun, so we won't stop. Anything at any given time could drop. You better stay tuned to see what's on top.
Kelly asking, what would you call a hemorrhoid, Robbie?
Ooh, that's an owie.
Is it an owie?
Yeah.
But it's leaving a mark.
Yeah, but I can't.
But it doesn't bleed.
I can't see those marks.
Okay.
Those are hidden.
What's a nosebleed, Robbie?
A nosebleed would be... That's neither.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because sometimes your nose can bleed. It doesn't hurt. You're just like, it's
right,
bleeding.
It just happens. What happened? Yeah, you blow your nose. You're like, oh, damn. I forgot how dry it was.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the most innocent of pains. Are you going to go owie on this one, then? An owie is more innocent than a boo-boo?
An owie would be more innocent than a boo-boo.
So somebody's got an owie that's as wimpy as you can get.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's boo-boo next?
And boo-boo.
What's after boo-boo?
An owie, a boo-boo.
Oh, you better get that looked at. Where is that?
That's going to be higher than a boo-boo.
We're definitely higher than a boo-boo.
Yeah, you should get that looked at. Yeah, probably just above boo-boo.
You should get that looked at as just above boo-boo?
Because you don't know for sure. You're like, it looks bad. It might not be bad. You might want to get it looked at.
You might want to get... Yes, I think it's you might want to get it looked at is after boo-boo.
Yes.
You should get that looked at is after you might want to get that looked at.
JoJo saying ouchie. I think ouchie and owie are the same.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I think owie is first, ouchie is second, boo-boo is third.
Owie, ouchie, boo-boo.
You might want to get that looked at. You should get that looked at.
And then...
911.
911 is number one.
Yep, okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show podcast.
We've got Paul on the phone now. Paul's been waiting patiently. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys.
Thank you for your patience. Paul wants to submit another one on our list of the pains that starts with an owie.
Okay.
Then do an ouchie. Then do a boo-boo. Yep. Then do a... What is it? That's going to hurt. That's going to leave a mark.
That's going to leave a mark.
That's going to leave a mark.
You might want to get that looked at.
You might want to get that looked at.
Then call 911.
Then call 911. Paul's got another one. What's yours, Paul?
Rub some dirt on it, get back in the game.
Yes.
I kind of believe, though, that that's the father's version of, oh, you got a boo-boo? Let me kiss it.
Yes, I think so. Mom says, boo-boo, let me kiss it. Dad says, rub some dirt on it, get back in the game. I know that from being a father. I did this. You'll be fine. Yeah. My son hurt his thumb playing basketball one time. He's like, Dad, my thumb really hurts. I'm like, let me look at it. Like, I acted like I was a medical professional for a second.
Right.
And I looked at it, and I was like, it's a little swollen. You'll be fine. Turned out it was a massive fracture, and he needed to have a cast and almost surgery on his thumb.
Ooh, brutal.
Mom is always right on those things. You've got to trust a mother's intuition when there's an injury.
For sure.
Because dads, unlike moms, dads don't want to wait in the waiting room.
Definitely not.
Dad will do anything to avoid the waiting room. Like, your kid could have a head three-quarters severed. And he'd be like, I'm sure if we just kind of put some tape around it, it'll heal.
Right.
Duct tape around here somewhere.
Right, exactly. Right, and it's all because we just don't want to wait in that emergency room. Look, my daughter had diabetes, and I didn't wait in the emergency room.
That's a true story.
That is a true story. Yeah. I didn't know... In my defense, I didn't know she had diabetes at the time. Yeah, I thought it was just a bad flu and that it wasn't worth going to the emergency room. Turned out, she had a disease. Anyway, it doesn't matter. See you later, Paul. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. That guy, not one of my shining moments, Robbie, when we're in the emergency room in St. Albert and she's really, really sick. And I'm like, God, we've been here 4 hours. You probably just need to lay down, right? Let's go back home and lay down. Meanwhile, she's... her blood sugar was going up and up and going into ketoacidosis and 12 hours later in a coma. Hey, you make mistakes as a parent. That might be one of my biggest ones.
Wow.
That is not one I'm proud of. In my defense, though, she already had diabetes. I didn't give it to her. Right? Jeez. The diabetes had already happened. It's not like by leaving the emergency room because the wait was too long. She got diabetes.
Right.
It was too late.
It was too late.
It was, it was still early enough for her to avoid the coma.
Oh, boy.
It's my fault. She'll hold it over my head forever, Robbie. I'm going to hear it forever.
Yeah, no
doubt. It's your fault I was in a coma, Dad. Yeah.
Well.
I guess that's why I pay the car insurance now that I think about it. I did put her in a coma. Well,
okay.
She got a dog out of it.
And a cat.
And a cat, right? It's a little dog, coma dog. It's a good way to say, hey, I'm sorry about the coma. Here's a dog.
Oh, my God.
It's
Pepper.
Not. I'm not proud of it, Robbie.
I know you're not, but still.
I feel very guilty about that.
Oh, boy. It's genetics.
But you know what? If anything, and this is just me convincing myself that it was okay. If anything, how many people get to say they've been in a coma?
Not many.
Right?
Not
like,
many.
Like, tell me you wouldn't like to go in a coma just to, for the... Like, if you knew you could get out of that coma,
with no
you'd
effects?
Want to go into a coma.
With no ill effects?
No ill effects. You just
I'd
get
like
to be
week.
In a coma for a bit.
Let me rest for a week.
A good week of rest in a coma, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let my body heal a bit.
Exactly.
All those little aches and pains would go away.
In fact, her coma was only like 12 hours, I think, or 14 hours. I would... If I woke up from a 12-hour coma, I'd feel like I didn't get a good coma in.
You yeah, put me back
you
under.
Know what I mean, like, oh God, yeah. I could go for another couple hours of this coma.
Yeah,
like if you're gonna go into a coma, go into the coma.
If you're gonna go into a coma, go into a coma.
Robbie, how long does it have to be to be considered a coma?
How long?
Because I wonder if she actually did have a coma. Now that I think about it,
before it.
Because it wasn't a full 24 hours. Can you call a coma a full coma if it's not even 24 hours?
Oh, it said it could last for a few hours, day.
Okay, so she was in a coma, a medical coma.
So it's a state of deep unconsciousness.
Yeah, no, she
so
was.
So that could be a couple
hours.
She was
out like a light. She looked really bad. We were quite worried.
So the person just has to be unresponsive to external stimuli.
Yep, that
and
was
have
her.
No awareness of the world around them.
Check.
Yeah. Okay.
But you agree, if you had an option to go in a coma with no residual effects, you would want a week's rest.
I would like to have a sleep where I don't wake up to pee at least once.
I mean, I don't know if you feel well rested afterwards.
You must. Your whole body shuts down and you must just, you try to regenerate, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
I think so.
So, but, if anything, I gave her a story to tell. It's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
This is a good dad. That's a loving dad. It's another sacrifice.
So
should have seen how much I had to pay for parking while she was in that coma. Yes, Robbie.
So, we're getting from Tina saying, when patients wake up from anesthesia, they typically say they've had the best sleep they've ever had. I don't remember waking. I've only had it once for my wisdom teeth.
Yes.
And I woke up in
oh, you feel like a bag of crap. You know what anesthesia is? Anesthesia is a couch nap.
A couch
you wake
nap.
Up and you're all hot and disoriented.
Groggy.
You don't know what time it is, right?
Yeah.
I think a coma is like a nice, cool, lights out, blinds down, sleep in your bed. It's a day-long nap in the bed where you don't have to get up for anything.
Right.
That's a coma.
Right.
Anesthesia is like, okay, I can only sleep for 2 hours here. The TV's on. I feel gross when I wake up. Your mouth tastes crappy. That's the big difference.
Okay.
I mean, I love her still. It's just there was a long wait in the emergency room is all.
I get it, man. Okay. I get it.
That's the thing. Dads get it. There isn't a dad right now listening that wouldn't agree. Go, yeah, it's like 4 hours. It's a long time. We can try and put a Band-Aid or a bandage on it. I'm sure you'll be fine. Just put some ice on it. You'll be fine. If it's still bad tomorrow, we'll go back in. That was my approach.
And I'm thinking back to my childhood.
Yeah.
I don't think I went to the Medi Center with my dad once.
No.
Once.
No.
My parents were divorced.
Yep.
So it's not that I wasn't having emergencies just at my mom's.
Yes. Dad's Medi Center was a bag of frozen peas.
Yes.
That was the visit to the Medi Center with Dad, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan podcast.